Distorted View Daily proudly presents Tim Henson's mother playing What's That Sound?
Basically, all I do is I play a sound, and you have to tell me what...
Oh, then I gotta... You
have to guess what the sound is. All right, ready?
Oh, God, this is gonna be another... Okay, go ahead.
All right. What is that sound?
Oh, my God. Well, it's a bunch of yelling, or not... Well, it sounds like a... Like a haunted house, like.
You think it's a haunted house?
With people... Yeah. Okay. You know, like they do, woo, yeah.
Yes, it's a haunted house. Do you really want to know what that sound is?
Yeah, I do.
All right, hold on. That is the noise of a bald man getting his head crushed by a woman's thighs. Like, she's using her thighs. Her thighs are... some guy's head is between...
She's got his head between their thighs?
And she's squeezing him, and he can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
So you were close with the haunted house thing.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo-boo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're
going
to rape you. We're
going to
take
turns. Oh, God!
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. I'm going to give you a history lesson at the top of the show here. Have you guys ever heard of the Coon Chicken Inn?
Sounds crazy!
It most certainly is, and it's real. Coon Chicken Inn was a chain of restaurants founded in 1925 and prospered until the late 1950s. The restaurant's name, trademarked, and entrances of the restaurant were all designed to look like a smiling blackface caricature. Basically, you'd walk through giant black people lips. That is how you got into the restaurant. All right, now, I'm reading this right from Wikipedia. Right. So the first Coon Chicken Inn was set up in Salt Lake City in 1925. Then in 1929, another restaurant was opened in Lake City near Seattle, Washington. And finally, a third was opened in the Hollywood District of Portland, Oregon in 1931. Later, a cabaret, orchestra, and catering were added to the Seattle and Salt Lake restaurants. The restaurant and themes were popular in their day and place. Today, Coon Chicken Inn items are part of the genre of racist art and black memorabilia. I should start collecting that, right? Memorabilia of the restaurant is collectible, and reproduction novelty items using Coon Chicken Inn logos are often available on the internet trade and auction sites. Uh-oh. This.
Well, take out your boots and load up your gun.
Put the shells in.
Point it at the heads and let's have some fun.
Racist music.
The big fat lips and the kinky old hair.
Kinky old hair.
It's easy to find them because they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The boys are in the truck and the
racist music is still being produced. And this is what would probably be played while you're eating at the Coon Chicken Inn. This is Coon Shootin' Boogie, by the way. You want to find it on iTunes. I don't think it's available. All right, where am I at here? Oh, yes, Coon Chicken Inn. In 2004, there was a mockumentary made called CSA, the Confederate States of America. And the premise of the movie is, what if the South won the Civil War? What would America be like today? Well, the filmmakers believe Coon Chicken Inn would probably still be around. And they'd be expanding and advertising all over the place. As a matter of fact, they produced a commercial for Coon Chicken Inn. Take a listen.
Down home.
At the Coon Chicken Inn, we aim to please the best 100% mammy-made family-style meals. You can taste the love.
I like the white meat. I'm a breast man.
We just love it here.
You just keep hollering, gal, fetch me some more. Look for that wide mouth coon near you.
Coon chicken is...
very wrong and very racist. Quite frankly, I am glad we're not living in a world where we are exploiting the black people.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm making waffles.
What kind?
Oh, it's Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter.
Grandma Jigaboo? Isn't that racist?
Racist? No, the Grandma Jigaboo brand has been around for ages.
Is this the same recipe Grandma Jigaboo used when she was alive?
Actually, there was never a Grandma Jigaboo. This is just another quality product from our white friends at General Farms. General Farms Foods, serving up delicious taste since 1975.
What are those chunks in the batter?
Grandma Jigaboo is the only waffle batter with real chunks of fried chicken, orange crush, and collard greens.
Are you sure that's not racist?
Nigger, please.
Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. Just look for the package with the black woman cashing her government check on the front.
Yeah, it really is. Now, here's the problem, guys. You know, I myself am not racist. Although we talk about racist topics, and I just played Coon Shootin' Boogie, I don't want you getting the wrong idea about me. See, I love the African Americans. I've got tens of black listeners. I've got 10 black listeners. I actually know that because every time a black listener calls in, they will identify themselves. Hi, my name is TJ, your first black listener. And then the next person, like a week later, would call in and say, hey, this is Roy. I guess I'd be your second black listener. We got up to about 10. And that's when the blacks stopped calling in. Actually, to make things easier, I gave the blacks their own separate voicemail line. Just so it would be easier for them to get through, right? Wink. I'm getting sidetracked here. The point I'm trying to make is I'm not racist, and I'm going to keep saying that until you believe me. But if you know me, you know that things get stuck in my head. Songs. I was singing Prince's Raspberry Beret all last week because I can't get it out of my head. I get it stuck. Now, unfortunately, you know what I have stuck in my head? Coon Chicken In. I'm going to be singing that until I get shot, waiting in the grocery checkout lane or something. Coon Chicken In. All right. By the way, do you know what I'll be attempting to purchase at the grocery store?
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.
Them show is good. Oh, I should just stop. All right, moving on. I have got a great clip from a porno video here. I don't know what the hell is wrong with this guy. If he's on steroids, if he's a mongoloid. He really enjoys fucking the shit out of this broad, and the noises he makes lead me to believe this woman is going to be fucked to death.
Can I do it on my knees?
The guy. He is fucking this broad's mouth. I think at this point in the video he's going to switch and start fucking her. Very forceful. The way to do it.
Go! Get her! Go! Go! Come on! Go with the flow!
Yeah, you stupid broad! This is what you're getting paid to do! I can't do it! I don't know! It's a cock! The one thing you have to know what to do with is a penis. If it's in your face, you suck it. If it's positioned, you know, by your ass crack, you just sit on it. And if he's trying to push it in your pussy, you just open your legs. That's all you have to do.
Go on, baby. Go with the flow. Go.
I can't.
You could do it, baby.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? You can do it. Just fire her. Get another whore.
You could do it, baby.
This angers me. There she goes. Good girl. Here we go, here comes the guy. He's getting ready to blow. Sounds like Animal from the Muppets. Jesus.
Doran!
Did you just call her a faggot? That's not right. Look, sex is great. Don't get me wrong. It feels fucking fantastic. However, this... overkill. Come on. You're overselling it. All right, very good. painful and angry. So there you go. And finally today, we haven't done this in a while, but I've got a new Dating on Demand clip I want to share with you. For those of you who don't know what Dating on Demand is, Comcast Cable has a channel where you can actually view personal ads. The Dating on Demand crew goes to bars, parks, festivals, finds people that are looking for love. They record a video personal. You can watch it on your home television and then respond to the ads. Just people looking for love. And not all of them are winners. Very few of them are winners. And then there are the total train wrecks. I like to feature those. All right, here is a guy. His name is Ryan. He's talking about stuff he likes right now.
I mean, honestly, 5 days of work that I really enjoy are the 5 days that I'm at work. But when it comes down to it, I had no idea how good it was in college. My dream woman is about 5'3", 100 pounds, has a fat
All right.
And
fair.
Probably like a C cup, but a natural C cup, not like one that her parents bought her. And I want her to have, you know, blue to green color eyes. Brown gets old, but it's cool if you're gorgeous. Your hair, I mean, not too much makeup. Basically, when we wake up in the morning, I want you to look exactly the same as when we went to bed. And if your face is on the pillow, then that's disgusting. I've had a dating disaster. As pretty as she was, there was nothing to talk about. I sat there in disbelief that I had to pay $150 to talk to someone with zero personality that was miserable. And at the end of the date, I was $150 poorer. The most wonderful thing about me is probably that I don't have too many secrets. I'm a pretty happy person. I'm totally honest 99% of the time, unless you were pregnant. The dorkiest thing about me is that I dissect movies and keep dead bodies in my crawl space.
I'm going to stop you right there for a second. Can we go back to the whole dead people in your crawl space thing? No? Okay, damn it. I have a feeling he's probably still single. Or happily partnered to a goddamn corpse he's fucking. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Come join the hottest exclusive club in America. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Plus, I try to do video casts and bonus stuff like that. You know, that's how I make my money. This is how I make my living. So if you want to support the show and help ensure that this stupid thing goes on for a long time, sign up right now. I was just reading that Netflix is going to increase their monthly fee by 60%. I didn't know you could do that. Get ready for some massive membership hikes. Piss all you motherfuckers off. That's right, $87 a month. You better sign up right now if you want to get grandfathered into the $5 a month thing. Yeah, tomorrow I've got an exclusive show for you all next week. Sideshow exclusive programs. If you want to hear it, you got to become a member. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, look, I understand. In a perfect world, everyone could participate in anything they wanted to, regardless of their fucking abilities. But we live in the real world. So, for instance, I like basketball. I think it's a great sport. I fucking suck at it. I have no business being on the court prancing around like a fairy. You can't make baskets when you're all limp-wristed. So, you know what? I don't play basketball. I don't fucking whine to the NBA saying, just because I'm not good doesn't mean you shouldn't let me in. You're mean to me. Well, I've got a story here about a cheerleader with no arms and no legs. And she wants to be on the top of the fucking pyramid. Not gonna happen. She's just gonna roll down like a boulder or something down a mountain. She likes to dance. How is that possible? She's got no fucking legs! Rolling around in her jazzy or whatever. She likes to dance. She wants to get people excited for games. She has friends on the cheerleading squad. Quote, I just think it would be fun, the 16-year-old said. Well, here's a fucking dose of reality for you. You can't be a cheerleader. You know why? Because when we look at you, we all become depressed. And that's kind of the exact opposite emotion a cheerleader wants to evoke from you. You know what I mean? Cheerleaders are supposed to get you fired up for the game. Could you imagine the reaction of the audience when a no-limb gimtard comes rolling in? Oh, what? Oh, give me a gun. I want to shoot myself. Or her. Put her out of her misery. It's a very sad situation, but come on. You just can't. Someone just has to say to this bitch, and I'm sorry I'm calling a 16-year-old a bitch, but come on. No. You just have to just say, look, you have a very hard life. I feel very sorry for you in the state that you're in. But no, you can't be a cheerleader because you need to be able to, you know, spell things with your arms and shit. The story gets even more ridiculous, so, you know, buckle the fuck up. Here we go. She's practiced. Her older sister, a former cheerleader, helped her figure out ways she could cheer from her wheelchair. Julia, who'll be a junior this fall, was born without legs and with arms that stopped short of her elbows. This spring, for the third time, she tried out to be a cheerleader. For the third time, she didn't quite make the squad. It's going to be just an awkward situation all around. Last month, she and her parents, Mike and Carolyn Sullivan, asked the Aurora School Board to correct what they see as scoring errors in her tryout evaluations this spring, saying she was given no accommodations for her disability. Their attorney cited the Americans with Disability Act and other federal laws that prohibit discrimination against people with disabilities. They also asked the board to adopt policies specifying that such discrimination won't be tolerated. On Monday, the board declined to take up the matter after meeting in closed session. This is what I would say to the parents. How would you like it, you know, if you were having a heart attack, you were going to die, and the paramedic that was sent to revive you, to help you live, had no arms and no legs? Make it difficult to perform CPR and shit. Good chance you'll probably die. But thank God his feelings weren't hurt. Now, the American with Disabilities Act is great, but come on. There are just some things you need to have hands for. We should just outlaw pens and paper. That's discriminating against people who don't have hands. How are they supposed to use it? You know what else is problematic for people with no legs? Pants. We should just get rid of pants. No more pants. No one's allowed to wear pants. I'm just going to tie a sheet around your waist, assuming you have a waist. Call me crazy. All right, where are we at here? Kevin Schneider, an attorney representing the Sullivan, said the policy of treating everyone equally is inappropriate when it comes to someone who has a legally recognized disability. Quote, "We would agree that there are some activities, such as football, where the ability to run and tackle are fundamental to the sport. Making reasonable accommodations and modifications for cheerleading are not fundamental in the same way." I disagree, primarily because looking at people in wheelchairs makes me feel uncomfortable. Where are my rights? And again, don't cheerleaders, like, pick each other up by the waist and fling them in the air and flip around and shit? Like to see this kid go airborne in her, you know, 500-pound wheelchair. That could actually be entertaining. Not that cheerleading is Julia's only interest, though. Oh, great. What other groups is she going to inconvenience? Julia participates in marching band. Oh, she uses her trachea kazoo. Sounds great. She's been practicing for the marching band over the summer. She hangs a cymbal from her chair, drives with one arm, and strikes the cymbal with the other. With her stump. She uses her stump as a drumstick. She attaches drumsticks or mallets to her arms. Duct tapes them. She took dance lessons for 10 years. You can't dance! You need legs to dance! You're just wheeling around then, for Christ. This is so this is making me mad now. Come on. Wait a second. She took dance lessons for 10 years, sitting on the floor, placing shoes on her arms, and tapping out rhythms on the floor. That's not dancing, for Christ's sakes. That's like Morse code or something, tapping. Dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, dot, dot. For cheerleading, she sits in her wheelchair to spin and dance. So there you go. Look, I feel bad for this girl, but, you know, do something that you don't need to have legs for. Just use your mind. Stories like that, they set me off. I'm sorry. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Virginia. Police say an out-of-work woman seeking help from an employment agency was sexually assaulted and forced to watch porn by an agency worker. Well, was she paid? It's an honest day's work, if you ask me. That's how I make my money. The incident happened on July 7th when a 41-year-old Falls Church, Virginia woman visited the World Employment Agency. A 72-year-old employee of the business, identified as Chun Sik Lee, allegedly locked the... Thank you. locked the woman in a room, and forced her to watch videos depicting sexually explicit acts. The woman also told police the man sexually assaulted her before she was able to escape. Really, you couldn't escape the grasp of an elderly Chinese man? Come on. Or Vietnamese, I don't know what he is, some sort of yellow man.
That's crazy!
The woman also told police the man sexually assaulted her before she was able to escape. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Lee faces two counts of attempted forcible sodomy. Ooh. What was he trying to make her do? Something in the ass, probably. Detectives also believe a second incident allegedly took place on May 19th under similar circumstances. The 28-year-old Fairfax City woman involved in the second case also suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Again, 28 years old. She couldn't escape a 72-year-old man. All you would have to do is simply move out of his way. Take a few steps back. Have you ever seen an old person try to stand up from a chair? First of all, there's a lot of grunting. Noises like that. And then they try to get up. First couple times, it doesn't work out, right? They got to rock back and forth, get the momentum going. And eventually, you know, third or fourth time, they lean forward. And you're not sure they're going to make it, but yep, they're up. But, you know, you've got a good, you know, 5 or 10 second head start while they're doing that whole thing. Goddamn production. All right, so I kind of blame this woman. Actually, both of the women who were assaulted. All right, where are we at here? Lee faces two counts of attempted forcible sodomy. Detectives believe there may be additional victims who have not yet reported incidents involving the World Employment Agency. So there you go. And finally today, the story comes from Oregon. Nearly 15 hours after a train cut off his lower left leg, James Piles was wheeled out of an ICU unit at OHSU Hospital, ready to talk about his experience. The 23-year-old, tethered to a beeping monitor and drug-dispensing IV, recounted in a calm voice how he and a buddy were strolling next to train tracks. They'd just been back in Portland 2 days after visiting the Rainbow Family Gathering in the Gifford National Forest or something. Bunch of fucking drugged out hippies. Heading south, a locomotive came from behind them, passing on their right. I heard it. I was walking right next to it. Now, if you hear a fucking train, I don't care. You don't even have to see it. If you hear it, wouldn't you get off the tracks? I wouldn't be anywhere near those fucking things. The train hit the green army-style bag Piles totes on his back, stuffed with a sleeping bag and other gear for life on the road. So he's a hobo, basically. Why are we even reading this story, then? He does not matter. He spun 270 degrees, he said, and was thrown under the dark train. Crawling out, he said, the train severed his leg in a nice clean cut. It was real quick, like 2 seconds. He crawled towards his leg, which had been flung about 15 feet. He tried to grab it, but dropped it. He knew he had lost his leg for good. I was heartbroken and freaking out. Okay. It scared the bejesus out of me. But he tried to stay calm, knowing that would save his life. His friend, 22-year-old Asaya Andrews, who was walking about 10 feet away holding his kitten, Ganja. I couldn't write this crap if I tried, you know what I mean? Alright, yes, he was walking, he was holding the kitten, Ganja. Witnessed the scene. First, he saw blood on his friend's head, and then a lower leg on the ground, boots still on, and a big pool of blood. This is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen, Andrew said. Piles, who has shoulder-length hair, a short beard, and mustache, just, that whole description just screams dirty to me, and a number of tattoos, including a skull on his chest, said he's been traveling around the country for the past 6 years and has never experienced such trauma. He likened the pain to having a steel rod wrapped around his leg or being stepped on by an elephant. As he lay on the ground, a man in a nearby car got out and called 911. I'm lucky that guy was there, Piles said. Neither Andrews nor Piles has a cell phone, of course. An ambulance arrived quickly, whisking his friend to OHSU Hospital. Piles, in fair condition on Tuesday, has undergone one surgery and expects a few more before he's discharged in perhaps a week. He showed his bandaged stump to reporters, saying that eventually he'll probably have to get a peg leg. He said he was not interviewed by Portland Police, who said in a news release Tuesday that Piles had been smoking pot and didn't hear the train. Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. He admitted to taking a few puffs 4 or 5 hours earlier, but said he was completely sober when the Union Pacific freight train rolled on by at 11:30 p.m. I got hit because I was stupid, not because I was stoned. What are you trying to prove here, dude? It was totally my fault. He estimates the train was going about 15 miles an hour. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Astana News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. You know, yesterday on the show, right before Sextastic Tuesday, I was talking about pervy guys on the internet, and I mentioned that technology writer Rosa. She heard the show, and she actually transcribed my little rant or little story or whatever on Google Plus, and she says that while at Gizmodo, I'd regularly receive photographs of people's junk, meaning both their genitals as well as their odd gadgets. You know, like, that's gonna get her fucking hot. With notes demanding that I reply and show my tits or participate in various crude acts. She goes on to say, I always did wonder whether the individuals who sent those photos and lewd emails would flash or approach someone on the street with similar lines. And of course not. I suspect that Tim is right, though, that it's the anonymity of the internet which turns people into creepier and more perverse versions of themselves. So there you go. That's right. I agree wholeheartedly. Poor girl. Although, as long as you aren't really fearing these guys, as long as you don't think they're actually going to come after you, I would fucking eat that shit up. Just laugh. But I'm a guy, so maybe it's different. I could understand her being horrified seeing tiny little cocks in her email. She probably wouldn't be able to do this because, you know, she's a journalist and everything. But if I were her, I would set up a Tumblr and just post all the weird shit she got and make fun of these poor sex-deprived nerds. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here. Now, I'm in a very irritable mood, so no tomfuckery today.
Hey, Tim. It's Cheetos. I'm underage freeside listener from Orange County.
Okay.
And I'm trying to wreck it.
Yes.
I'm sober dialing currently, as many people don't. And your skin problem that you've been complaining about on the Wednesday show.
You
get your scabies, which is a little fancy parasite that eats and breathes all over you, which is why your roommate might have it, because it does do that. Or it's eczema, which is just a fancy little rash thing. I know of both, because I have experience with both.
Scabies?
Fun. Yeah.
How does one acquire fucking scabies?
You good, Timmy Boo? Lifetime member. Douchebag calling in. Now, if you had actually listened to the words of my voicemail, you would have heard that I said, how dare you play that Westboro Baptist Church rock and roll. But I can understand why you didn't listen to it.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't care.
Hey, Tim, this is Dix in my hat, and I just wanted to tell you that sometimes when I call into the voicemail line, I know you haven't ever answered any of my messages before, but that's fine. It's
today's
really
your lucky day.
Busy voicemail. I don't give a shit. But sometimes when I call in, I try to call into 866-666-4463, and that gives me a very overworked and tired-sounding woman with constant babies crying in the background.
What?
She sounds very exasperated, like she gets this kind of call every day. And all I can think to say is, sorry, wrong number. And she says, oh, fucking course. And then she hangs up on me. so I feel kind of bad about that. But
everyone call 866, what was it, 866-206-4463.
Is that right? Kind of a retroactive, you know, you're a freak win moment. I was listening to a...
I don't know, what the hell number were you
news report
calling?
When I was about 14, it was about this little girl of 5 being raped. And she died from the raping because her vagina was compromised.
Breached. Her pussy was breached.
By all the rips and tears, and she bled out. And the only thing I could think was, oh, that's a little too big for you, is it? And I felt like a complete and utter asshole. And I still do. But, yeah.
All right.
So I'm a complete freak, and when I found your program, it was love at first listen.
Aw, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, it's Lucid, Florida.
Hi.
You said you were looking for, like, websites to market your on. Well, there's, like, this furry sexual role-playing form called F-List, and I think to advertise there, it's, like, wicked cheap.
Do they allow non-furry advertisements, though? Because I know some furry sites only want to advertise other furry things.
Like, all sorts of freaks. I think you could actually get a lot of material from your show on it. It's f-list.net.
All right, well, I will check that out. I'm currently advertising on Something Awful in their forums. and I did a Reddit. I was advertising on Reddit for a couple days. They were expensive, so I only could do a couple days. And now I'm on just some other cheap ones. Cheap.
Hey, Tim, man.
Project Wonderful, which is an advertising website, I guess.
Hey, Tim, man, I love your recording. That's awesome. This is Brad from Chapel Ridge in North Carolina.
Jello.
Just seeing if you are looking for a property out this way still. If
what?
So, give me a call at 800-252-5263. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, wait, what? This guy...
Hey, Tim, man, I love your recording. That's awesome. This is Brad from Chapel Ridge in North Carolina.
First of all, the guy has no idea who I am or what my show is. Called this voicemail line probably because one of you assholes, told him, hey, this guy wants to buy some property. And so he calls his voicemail line and gets me, a recording of me going, hey, freaks, thanks for calling the Distorted View Daily voicemail line. Leave your comments and queefs at the,
Boy,
I mean, I appreciate that he has a sense of humor. He really seemed to like it, but he has no idea what it is.
Spiral. Hey, a lot of you freaks are pretty smart. I got a question. Pay attention, Haley's Comet. You probably know the answer. Is edging bad for you, to build it up and then put it off?
I don't think
the old school rap days, Ice-T, said, this girl did everything on earth to me that could be done. Then she backed off and teased me so I couldn't come.
Yeah, well, blue balls is painful, but I don't know if it can actually hurt you.
Jagoo, Timothy. Oh, I was just listening to one of your recent shows. I don't remember which. You're talking about going to the dermatologist and talking about being all itchy and shit,
and the
occasional little mark.
Yeah,
sounds like bed bugs, my friend.
Yeah,
check your mattress.
Theory.
Look around, like the edges, the seams.
See, my mattress though has a thing. I zipped it up in this thing a while ago to prevent anything from. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what it is.
Hey Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and today you were talking about setting up a separate sideshow page where you could host the more explicit images and videos and clips and stuff.
Yes,
I think that would be an amazing incentive for. Sideshow members. And,
well, the thing is, I can't. I don't know how I could do it because I can't be posting porn on the sideshow for various reasons. But I could set up a separate website that's not connected in any way, shape, or form. But I don't know. I don't know how I would do this.
Hey, Tim, it's the Milkman here. You're talking about having a problem with your skin. Went to the dermatologist. Yeah, I think your problem is not that you need a dermatologist. The problem is you need an exterminator. Oh. Sounds to me like you have bed bugs. That's why it bothers you more at night, because they're fucking eating your flesh.
It does really bother me at night, and I don't know if it's because I just notice it more because I'm lying there still, but I don't know. It just seems like at night it bothers me more. Thank you.
Oh, you might have bed bugs, Tim, so...
I don't think it is, but I'm going to kill myself. The now, she's a dermatologist. This is what she's supposed to do, and she didn't seem to think it was bed bugs. She's a professional. She looked at me. She looked at my cock bumps, whatever I had. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Coon chicken.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. You can also subscribe through there, which makes it very easy to get new episodes. New episodes will just pop up in your iTunes, and then you just sync it to your iPod and you're off. I hope you guys know how podcasts work. If you are not Sideshow members, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. Otherwise, we will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
This one's for the freaks.
Bitches naked.